A calm demeanour, a very fast response and a certain amount of luck with wardrobe choices on the day. All these factors meant that a young child survived and was saved from the sea in Dunleary at the weekend. The girl, thought to be aged around 7, was taken to hospital to recover from her non-life-threatening injuries. Samantha Libreri reports.
Shortly before the sun set on Saturday evening, just after 8 o'clock when it was still bright, dozens of people were walking along the East Pier in Dunleary in South County Dublin when there were cries
for help. Is
there a
problem with wind?
They came from a young girl and older man who were both soaked and in a distressed state after another young girl they were with had apparently been swept into the sea. A number of passers-by, among them 24-year-old Luke Nolan from Rathfarnham in Dublin, attempted to go to the girl's aid.
We got the buoyants from the outside of the pier and we tried to tie them all together and throw them in to help the girl, but the conditions were that horrendous that we couldn't actually get the buoyants into the water. Then my friend tried to go in and throw the buoyant in further, and as he did that, he got brought in by the current.
Emergency services raced to the scene. The Coast Guard, the RNLI, the Rescue 116 helicopter and Gardaí were all deployed. And minutes later, the girl, believed to be around 7 years of age, was rescued by the Dunleary RNLI. 26-year-old Andrew Sykes, volunteer helm, went into the water to help her.
With a strong surge of the waves up on the back of the pier, trying to come alongside the child, she kept on being swept away from us. After two attempts getting close by, we made a decision to enter the water to get hands on onto her. We're on scene. We saw her floating on her back, arms out wide. Yeah, so luckily, her jacket, although waterlogged, it was actually holding two big pockets of air either side of her head, which was a crucial factor of her actually keeping afloat. She was very calm. She was alert. She was awake. Again, which really helped us to get hands onto her and back into the boat.
Ed Totterdale, Dunleary Lifeboat Operations Manager. Luckily, we got the call very early into the incident, so I was able to launch my ILB station here, and they went around and managed to successfully rescue the child. So the response was very, very quick. We were launched and had the girl in the boat in about 8 minutes, somewhere around there. So I was delighted with that response. Very important message, and in fact, this girl, intentionally or unintentionally, was in what we call the float to live, float for your life position, where if you do fall into the water and it's very cold, you just make a star shape, let you catch your breath, and then you can plan on how to extricate yourself from the situation.
And that's a very important thing in terms of people's survival in the water.
It is, because what happens is you get cold water shock and you stop breathing, so this is just to allow yourself to catch your breath and then make decisions as to how you could get yourself out of the story.
The girl was taken to hospital to be treated for her injuries, which have been described as not life-threatening. The Coast Guard says the girl had a lucky escape and paid tribute to the swift actions of the emergency services in the rescue operation.
Graham Charles, officer in charge of the Dunleary Coast Guard. We got reports of a person in the water at the back of the East Pier in Scotsman's Bay. Myself and my colleagues arrived on scene and we noticed that there was a child in the water that desperately needed rescuing. Once we identified that, our lifeboat came. I noticed that there was people obviously trying to help the child that was in the water, but due to the weather conditions, they were unable to get her out. But thankfully, the lifeboat arrived in time, and they were able to take her out of the water. There was certainly a lot of rolling waves at the time, and it looks like they might have caught a rogue wave, might have come in and actually took the child into the water at the time.
I'm James Larkin. I'm the Coastal Unit Sector Manager for the Irish Coast Guard. These things can happen, and in this case it was a very happy ending, and sometimes it doesn't end up that way.
The public too played their part. Andrew Sykes from the Dunleary RNLI again.
The public made a huge contribution to this rescue being successful, ringing 999 or 112 and asking for the Coast Guard as soon as possible is the best thing to do. You're better off ringing straight away instead of second guessing it, and we're happy to be called out and to be stood down on way to a false alarm than being called too late.
And overall, what was the experience like for you as somebody out on the boat and being involved in a rescue like this?
This experience is amazing. It really hammers home just the training we go through on a weekly basis to save lives at sea. This one rescue is going to stick with me for my whole life. It's done a proper job.
And that was Samantha Librari reporting on that rescue in Dún Laoghaire over the weekend.